This is Stoner Chat. Hello, and welcome to Stoner Chat, with me, your host, Everett Hervey. Basically, we are doing a podcast because you need something to listen to. Possibly because you're high. Possibly because you're getting high. Which is why I welcome my guest, Devin. Devin, how's it going, dude?
I thought you just needed something to do.
I do need something to do. I need anything... Well, I'm a stoner, man. Stoners have a lot of time on their hands. Not being an exception to that rule, I'm doing a podcast.
Right on.
So, yeah. Got a couple, but this time, I got features. I got things planned. So we're going to start off, we're going to kick it off with a segment I like to call Fucked Up Stories from My Childhood That You May Not Have Heard.
Oh.
Okay. So, this one is a classic. I really wish Brandis were here. I should really save this one for when Brandis is here, but honest to God, it wouldn't really work too much in an audio podcast because the most fantastic thing about this story are his facial expressions. This is the story. This story involves myself, 12-year-old me, 12-year-old Brandis, a Pontiac Sunbird, Disneyland, my mother, a school bus full of girls, and my erect penis. So that's the best overview I can go. You ready? Alright, here we go. Here we go.
This one's good.
You remember this one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So, my friend John and I, we had worked all summer long, saving up money for a trip to Disney World. Walt Disney World, Florida, you know. A place a lot of old people live and a lot of young people want to go.
Walt Nazi World.
Walt Nazi World.
Walt Nazi World?
Beinen mein Spiegel. Whoa, I actually don't know German. I hope I didn't actually just say something really offensive in German.
I think it was mostly mush.
Mostly mush?
Yes.
Okay, so mom had no choice. We'd raised the money, we'd worked all summer. What she hadn't planned on is that we decked her into bringing a third person. We totally weaseled her into bringing Brandis, too. So, it's me in the front seat, mom driving, Brandis and John in the back. We're about 20 miles outside of Disney World. Now, I had been pestering mom the entire time down there to buy me a Playboy.
How old?
12 years old. Now, I didn't say Playboy, I called it a sex magazine. So the whole way down there, Mom, I want my sex magazine! Mom, sex magazine! So, we get down to Disney World, about 20 miles outside Disney World, we're making turns. We can kind of, there's traffic building up. We can kind of feel we're getting close, and I guess I got excited because I was 12 and I got an erection, you know. And
I guess you thought you were getting close to your sex magazine.
Maybe I thought they had porn at Disney World. I was 12, man. I don't know, but
I think I just turned 18 because they carded me.
Uh huh.
You look so young. And bought a Playboy when I was on a school trip in high school.
I bet you were king of that trip. Or yeah, did you pass it around, or did you keep it for yourself?
I was at the end of my junior year. Uh-huh. In the spring, I turned 18. And I was staying in the little hotel room with a bunch of sophomores and freshmen and pretty much just let them have it. I didn't look at the fucking thing till later. Then realized that it needed to be touched with tongs until put in the trash can if they had had it.
Yeah, word.
Anyway, I don't know. It's like a bunch of squirrels on cocaine.
Get on.
They had never seen such an anatomy lesson at all. And, yeah, I wasn't sure if I provoked the right thing or not. I thought they'd just kind of sit back and thumb third a few minutes like a Nintendo Power.
Sounds to me like you done provoked five or six things.
I didn't see any of it. I just found the remains the next day.
Gross! Alright, so we're driving towards Disney World. I've got an erection. And I was wearing like Umbros. You remember Umbros? And so it was pretty definite. And John and
they made everything, didn't they?
Well, these were like the gym shorts.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I always referred to those as Umbros. So I guess
they had shirts and hats and everything. I thought. All
right. Well, anyway, these were like the short like thigh shorts for like runners and stuff.
Did you run?
No, I was huge.
Oh.
Yeah, huge. But I did have to take gym class, so I owned the shorts. And so John and Brandis are in the back seat, and they noticed what was going on, and they're elbowing each other. They're having a right good time. You know, hey, check it out. You know, Harza, you know, his dog's and blah, blah, blah. And at this point, Mom looks over, and she's like, average. So before I could say anything or crack a joke or anything, she reaches over with her thumb and her index and middle finger and just she reached over and she touched the tip. And
y'all can't see this on radio, but Everett pantomimed the experience, and it provoked a physical reaction in me of, you know, brushing through my hair and pretending not to be in the room with him, with his self, pretending what had happened and such.
There was a bit of a spasm. There was a bit of a spasm. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, if you can imagine, if you've ever seen the Vulcan neck pinch, if you've ever seen Spock do the Vulcan neck pinch on Star Trek, take out the ring finger, and that's what she did to my helmet. And
Carolina helmet pinch.
The Carolina helmet pinch. Jesus Christ. So she gave me the Carolina helmet pinch, and of course John, he lost it. He just turned around and buried himself in the corner of the seat. Brandis, let me see if I can get the inflection on this correct, okay? Brandis's reaction was something to the effect of this. Oh my God! Mom froze. Now, I want to point out, in the act of freezing, she was holding my John Thomas. You know, so when she froze, she kept holding it, man.
He's been watching a lot of British television.
What, John Thomas? Okay, let's go with Dave Simpson. John Thomas too British?
John Boehner.
I didn't go with Nigel Witherspoon. Oh, wait, I think Nigel Witherspoon actually might be a person. Actually, so it's probably John Thomas.
John Boehner, too.
And John Boehner, yeah. So, where was I? Oh, yeah, Mom's pinching my tip. And she's got the hold on it. Now, at this point, this is just coincidence. I couldn't have controlled this at all. Since we're heading towards Disney World, and all this traffic is around us, a busload of girls, an activity bus, pulls up next to us, and three or four of them look over, and because of the angle, you know, we're in a Pontiac Sunbird, they're in a bus, all they can see is me in the passenger seat with a hand touching my schnong. And all of a sudden, I just look up, and they're like looking back, they're looking at me, they're looking at each other, they're looking back at me, and I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? And she's like, I thought it was a banana.
Well, sounds like a... wasn't true.
No, it was not a banana. It sounds
like a lie.
What, the whole story sounds like a lie?
No.
Or what, mom thought it was a banana? Well,
when she said, I thought it was a banana, that sounds like a...
Okay, well...
a lie told in a desperation in order to not say anything further.
I agree. Except that I did have a recorded history of putting bananas down my pants and making dick jokes with them. And...
oh, and, okay, I understand now.
And... we were on a trip to Disney World, and I'm pretty sure we did have bananas in the car as a snack item.
And she thought you were...
she thought I sneaked one in there.
Yeah, she was trying to call on your bluff.
Exactly. She was totally calling what she thought was my bluff, and
it was your flagpole.
It was, yeah. It was. I was saluting. Yeah. So... yeah, so that's Harv tells stories you might not have known. So that's number one. Ha ha! Wow. So yeah, we got that going on. Did you hear about the bacteria that built a pyramid?
So how many people witnessed that event exactly?
What, the dick touching thing or the
dozens.
Bacteria thing? The dick-touching thing, let's see, there was Mom, okay, me, John and Brandis, that's four, at least six girls on that bus, that's ten, probably someone in a car behind or to the side of us that I didn't see, so let's call it a dozen, just
you might already be famous on the internet.
No, this was before YouTube. By now, I would be Mom Touches Dick on near Disneyland. 300 million hits, you know. This is one.
It seemed awfully expensive to me, and I went there a long time ago.
It was incredibly expensive.
I went there in, I think, 1994?
Yeah, about the same. Especially if you try to eat inside Disney World. Fuck you, Disney World, for... how's a burger cost that much more in Disney World? It's a corporation. You'd think burgers would be like McDonald's cheap. That's gouging.
Dude, we had Six Flags in Texas, and it was, I guess, about a third the price for the ticket and half the price for the food, which still made it an expensive day to go and have. But it was just as killer.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite the same scale, but it was just as killer. They're just price gouging for the fact that they had a media empire to draw people who'd get there and be like, damn, we came to Florida, we'll go to Disneyland.
Why do they call it Six Flags?
Because that's how many different nations' flags flew over the state of Texas since people called it that.
So it started in Texas?
Yeah.
Huh. Fucking awesome. I learned something today. And hopefully so did you. So, let's see. Okay.
I didn't know there were so many witnesses to the event. I didn't catch the whole part about the bus before. I guess I was so...
well, it's entirely...
tripped out about the...
the dong touching?
Yeah, and I never understood the...
oh, I'm sorry. I'm cracking my knuckles. That must be incredibly annoying.
Thing made.
Yeah, you know what? You see, that's why I wanted to sit down and get it on tape and, you know, try to get all the details in there. I'm pretty sure I've left everything in there. Busload of girls, sex magazine, Mom touched my dick. Yeah, I think that's everything.
Yeah. Banana excuse was real.
The banana excuse is totally real, dude. I used to do that all the time. In fact, I had a habit of doing it in the grocery store. Mom had to buy a couple bananas because I put them down my pants.
Oh, shit.
Well, mangoes weren't funny. Although I could have made it...
mangoes weren't funny.
Well, I could make them funny now. But, you know, I was 12, you know. Bananas were way funnier. Actually, it wasn't just bananas. Cucumbers. I think I did an eggplant once. Pretty much anything shaped like a dick. Squash.
I remember I was in the grocery store about 3:45 in the morning on a Tuesday.
Okay.
And we were there to get cigarettes. I still smoked at the time. And the guy was buying just a cucumber.
Just a cucumber.
The biggest one that he could find off the off the selection that we've seen.
And this was at a grocery store?
Yeah.
Huh. Just a cucumber.
At 3:45 in the morning.
3:45 in the morning, just a cucumber.
And I pondered as I, you know, unwrapped my pack of cigarettes and lit it and was talking to my buddy Albert. What the fuck is he doing?
Okay.
Just a cucumber at 3:45 in the morning.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, let's let's explore this. Let's explore this because this is good. Maybe there's a way we can explain this to where it's not him taking a cucumber up the pooper. Which I assume is, you know, what we're all thinking. It's what y'all were thinking. It's what both of us were thinking. So, maybe... Now, was this perhaps near Thanksgiving? Perhaps he was preparing a big meal the next day, and he thought, oh my God, they're coming in 8 hours, and I don't have a cucumber.
I figured he had a girlfriend that was a foodie.
He could. There you go. Maybe he had a girlfriend who was a foodie. Maybe.
Maybe she was a really twisted kind of food.
Maybe she was hurt. Maybe it was a double down, double deal. Maybe he was lacking in vitamin A. No, wait, that's carrots.
They have shit.
Yeah. Cucumbers really are not that. I mean, they're tasty. I like them.
Yeah, they're delicious.
I'm all about a pickle. This really is Stoner Chat. Now we're just listing foods that we like. I could definitely go for
a taco. I saw a few people buy some strange things from doing retail through the years. Huh. When I was talking to a grocery store, we had a stoned out about 16-year-old kid that was riding his bicycle through the store.
His bicycle?
Yeah.
So he didn't, like, pull one off the shelf and start, like, riding it around?
It was a grocery store. We didn't have bicycles.
I thought it was, like, a Walmart or something.
No, I worked at Walmart, too.
Damn.
He's like, man, is this a problem? And it's, like, 4 in the morning. I hated the job. And I was like, don't leave marks.
Yep. Exactly. Because that's floor polisher time.
Oh, and then he tried to talk to me, like... Like, I might be cool with him, but I had, like, a million things to do with this shitty job. It was like, and then I was just, okay, then don't leave marks and fuck off.
Okay, you said...
I was kind of brushed to him, well, now, actually.
Well, now you've piqued my my thing. Now my brain's working. You said shitty. We're talking about grocery store. Brandis was telling me about how... Apparently, a common thing in grocery stores is for, I don't know if this, sometimes it's homeless people, sometimes it's just people, I don't know, mental, maybe, or maybe they're just being dicks. There's apparently a thing where people go into grocery stores, pull down their pants, and just shit in the middle of an aisle.
A lot of times, it'll be, like, near the bathroom where they couldn't quite get there. Or, if you have a grocery store that does not, in fact, have a public bathroom or it's not labeled as to where it is, you might end up with that.
Right.
Or in a busy city. Or, sometimes the... These fat old farts, or maybe not even that fat or that old, that are using the rechargeable cart sort of thing that rolls around.
Yeah. Classy.
Yeah, those. Well, I think a lot of them that use that would do better if they just walk. Anyway.
Well, Devin, I have access to the internet here, and I have just, this is going to be another one of my segments, Stoner's Google Random Things.
Stoner's Google Random Things.
So we went ahead and jumped the gun on this.
Shit in grocery store.
I have Googled shit in grocery store. We've got a few hits here.
But you see, the people that'll ride those will just take a shit in the cart as they leave it, or they'll swivel their ass off the side of that cart and just shit, and then get off the cart and leave the store.
Yeah, there's a few. Well, I'm just gonna tell you, it's got not. I googled shit in grocery store, and 920,000 hits came up.
Well, now, I'm not the only complaining asshole that worked at a grocery store, I imagine.
I mean, obviously, they can't all be about defecating in grocery stores, but let's risk it. Let's click on the first one and see what happens.
Well, sometimes people might be saying shit as referring to the American diet.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Or they could be just talking shit, or... But hopefully this does not have pictures. Oh, it's a video.
Wow, it's a security video.
Oh, man.
That kind of has grains like a security video. That looks pretty real.
Okay, well, if you're out there, if you're on the internet, I might as well go ahead and tell you. The video is called Granny Takes a Shit in Grocery Store, and we're about to play it. We're gonna play it, and let's. This is gonna be horrible, isn't it? We probably are gonna have to cut this whole part out.
Actually, this is something where we do a public service because they don't have to see it, and we tell them what went on.
Oof.
As a service.
Man, this is great internet radio here, right? Okay, here we go. Granny takes a shit. This is me and Devin watching Granny Takes a Shit in Grocery Store. It would appear to be Target, possibly Kmart. Big old, did I miss it? Aw, dude. So, yeah, she's walking. She walks over behind a guy and appears to shake something out of her pant leg.
The old man helps her.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, he's giving her a little shimmy.
Okay, now drop a turd, Moidle.
Yeah,
drop it, Moidle.
Well, drop. Yeah, exactly. He's like, he comes over, he gives her a little shake, and then he's like, come on. Someone will get it. And then
this dude turns around and he's like, holy shit.
Well, if you watch, another guy comes up behind him and points it out. Here, let me play it again. She comes up, drops the deuce. Walks away, this guy comes up, points it out!
Wow.
This is the worst piece of podcasting ever, Devin. This is horrible. I would recommend that y'all...
That's some serious shit.
That is some serious shit. That's, wow. That's just... That's not the worst thing I've ever seen on the internet, but...
I never saw him do it when I was working there, actually.
Oof. Wow, that was amazing. Just throw out anything. Hey, what's weird? What can we do?
Let's see.
I don't want to do snuff films because that would be a little weird. I don't think those are real anyway.
Snuff films.
You know what snuff films are?
Oh, the ones where they kill little animals?
No, the ones where they kill people. Supposedly people kill people and videotape themselves doing it. They're called snuff films. Well, I mean, the animal things are also called snuff films. Those are real, too. But all the ones about humans have always been proven fake, or at least they say they've been proven fake. Oh, what the hell? Snuff film. You got a Wikipedia entry. Snuff movie, motion picture genre that depicts... the actual death or murder of a person or people. And you can see various things here debating on the real, whether or not they're real or not.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet no, but I'm sure someone's done it. Let's see. How about, let's put three random words together.
What does it say if you just put in world's stupidest man?
World's stupidest man. Not bad.
I'm sure there's a big debate over who's the smartest, but maybe we can all agree over who's the stupidest.
World's stupidest man gives us... Oh, should I do I'm feeling lucky instead of just Googling it? Hang on. Let me go to Google proper.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm feeling lucky with World's Stupidest Man. Oh, we have a YouTube video. Well, okay.
He looks the part. Yeah.
He looks like a goober. I would like to apologize for the unauthorized use of this music. This guy does not look that stupid. Except for the cutoff t-shirt.
He has plenty of burritos under his belt.
Let's try this again. Because that was just... I've seen stupider guys than that.
He needs to be doing something stupid to convince me of his stupidity, because...
Yeah!
Just from people I've known, he's got some rough competition.
Yeah, I know. And, of course, the Halloween costume of the priest getting a blowjob from the kid. Always a classic.
Damn.
Oh, man. Alright, so we got some porn. Porn always comes up when I Google anything. Watch the World's Stupidest Man. Alright. Well, these seem to be people's videos who claim to be the world's stupidest man. Let's see.
The world's stupidest man. I've got some bad news. I just got a call back from Dr. Jerome. The cancer has spread to your lungs. You only have a week to live.
So what you're trying to say is, I'm going to be perfectly fine?
No, he's saying that you only have a week to live. You're going to die in a week.
Oh, dear God. I don't even want to go to the baseball game, let alone play in it.
Okay, strike two. All right, let's try this. Devin, give me a word.
Word for what?
Any word.
Leverage.
Leverage. That's a good one. Now I'm going to add a word. Let's try cowboy. Now give me another one.
I thought you weren't looking for porn.
Wow, this is going to bring up some pretty freaky porn. But give me one more word.
The only word that goes after that is porn.
No matter what you put after leverage, cowboy, it's going to bring up porn. But, anything. Anything but the word porn.
Dirt.
Oh, God damn. All right. Okay, we're Googling leverage, cowboy, dirt. Well, we have a cartoon of a naked guy.
Well, we get a picture of John Voight as the Midnight Cowboy.
We have Noah Wiley for some reason.
He knows he should be there. Yeah. A picture of Ronald Reagan.
Yep, Ronald Reagan.
From a Western that he was in the 40s.
Let's see what happens when I Google... Fat girls can dance.
What about fat girls that can dance?
Fat girls can dance, alright.
Not so sure if it's true, but maybe we can find a video proving that it is.
Yeah.
Or one that claims to.
You won't let me fuck. Baby. I really need to bust a nut. She won't let me fuck.
The little kid in the background is doing better than her.
He just walked away. He looked at her, he was like, nah, nah.
It's a good groove.
Yeah.
And she's getting into it.
Okay. Let's see, fat girls can dance on YouTube.
I'm just heading in Shirley, going to the pub. Gonna go meet Sarah and Tally.
She's definitely more of a fat girl than the other one. The other one was just hefty.
She's British.
It's not really right here. But I'm just trying to
hear the excitement in his voice, everybody. British!
That's right. That's right. I am fascinated by British culture.
You can see me. I'm embarrassed, but yeah.
A Daphne.
Load that for
you. Yeah. I don't want to look crazy.
Daphne that has teeth, even?
I'm not drunk at all.
Oh, we're in the women's room.
So Since I'm not going to video while I'm having a piss, let's take a drive to video.
Okay.
Can we video you from
this is pretty cool.
No, because you're a hippie. I don't want to know what a hippie is. I'll be taking my camera in.
What we see?
I'm going to take my camera in. You can video each other.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Jeez, I get noisy.
That was freaking weird.
Yeah.
On a Sunday afternoon, with my yellow duck, his name is Pooh, I like to feed him, oh, Daddy Biscuits, cause I like to save my Triscuits, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, I can see why they don't want to legalize weed.
Sorry, you just sound like
Christmas. I'm makes the fat girls do that.
Yeah, look at you.
So this is what stoned British fat girls are like.
Yeah, I'd say it's a pretty good approximation. Make a lot of noise. Even the stone ones.
And finally we have a fat girl dancing.
If they hold the camera, maybe we can see if she can dance. I don't know, that was mostly jiggling. In my
yeah, that was not a whole lot of dancing. Okay, so yeah, Devin, we have watched Fat Girl Can Dance. That video was like 3-4.5 minutes long. I think there was maybe 3 seconds of possible dancing, jiggling.
So far,
something?
We have been able to find what we Googled for just other stuff.
You're right. This segment, this is rubbish. This segment is absolute shit.
Anything that, I mean, we look for the world's stupidest man. You'd think with our species, you'd find some dumb shit. But they wouldn't even that stupid.
Well, that's the end of the first Stoner Chat. Wow, we're ending on a little bit of a disappointing note, but that's all right. It's okay. We'll knock that segment out, and I'll figure something out better for next time. But it's been good. We've talked about dongs.
Well, you can't use that "Are you feeling lucky?" button. We've discovered that.
My mind went into a whole dirty kind of window there. The what button? Are we talking about the clitoris?
On Google.
Oh, that thing. Right. Sorry. Okay, so...
is that how you think of it?
Yeah. Either that... Well, for me, it's really more like the Staples button. That was easy. You should see the look on Devin's face! He was not ready for that! Okay, so we've talked about dongs. We've talked about the clitoris. Anything else? Anything you want to mention before we wrap this up?
So it's like a stapler? Is that what you said?
The staples easy button.
Staples easy button?
Have you ever seen the staples easy button?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
You push it and it goes, that was easy. Okay, so that's it for the first Stoner Chat. Bong hits?
I don't know if I'd admit to that.
Alright then, in that case, you want to get a sandwich?
Sandwich.
You know, like a vegetarian sandwich? That's a yes.
Stoner Chat would like to thank Podbean.com for hosting this podcast. Stoner Chat is available for free download at the iTunes Store.